Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley says he's happy to get a Stand Your Ground-related measure across the finish line.
That has been a two-year project, and it went down to the wire, and that is one of the issues that I think are important to people's constitutional rights, kind of fundamental constitutional rights issue that I've obviously have been passionate about, and we got it done. So I'm very pleased to have that accomplished.
The new law changes the role of a prosecutor during a Stand Your Ground immunity hearing. Before the law, the accused could avoid a trial by proving to a judge their self-defense claim is justified during a pretrial hearing. Now the law shifts that burden to the prosecutor. National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer says she's also happy about a bill signed into law that updates, quote, an error in the statute.
Where in your own home, you have to wait to be attacked before exercising force to protect yourself. This bill fixes it. It puts it back the way the legislature originally intended it in 2005.
So Hammer says this new law taking effect July 1st states if someone enters your home unlawfully, you may presume they are there to do bodily harm and you may take action to defend yourself. So for Hammer, it was a great session.
Well, I think the session was an enormous success for us. We asked for two bills to be filed. They both passed, and they were both signed into law by the governor.
But there were some disappointments for the NRA as well. Gun bills that died in committee included allowing concealed weapons permit holders to carry guns on college campuses and schools, as well as airports.
We are disappointed that those bills did not pass, but they were all good bills, and sooner or later, they will pass.
But groups like Moms Demand Action Against Gun Violence declared victory over the demise of those bills.
Well, I actually commended Governor Scott for that because I felt like he truly understands the necessity of having safer gun laws within the state.
That's group member Lucia McBath, who's also the mother of Jordan Davis. He's the Jacksonville teen who was fatally shot in a dispute over loud music. The man responsible had claimed self-defense. That's why McBath says after personally speaking to Governor Rick Scott, she was disappointed that he signed what she calls, quote, an expansion of Stand Your Ground.
Even led me to believe that he'd been praying about the issue, but apparently I think he probably crumbled under the influence of the NRA gun lobby over his constituents. And it's a sad day when, you know, Governor Scott can no longer, you know, really care deeply about the implications of gun violence that disproportionately affect, you know, minorities in his very state and put the interests of the NRA gun lobby over the interests of his community.
Ann McBath says not only will prosecutors be overwhelmed by the sudden spurt in cases, she predicts many deaths as well.
And I just think that in the long run, that is going to be his legacy. When people continue to die unjustifiably under the expansion of that law, he will be faced with having to look in the eyes of all the numbers of family members and loved ones of those that are left behind.
McBath says she's especially saddened given the one-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting that left 49 people dead and even more injured in Orlando. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.